This is Senator Al Simpson. If you get mugged or roughed up, be careful how you defend yourself. If you aren't kind about it, your attacker just might sue you. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it isn't enough of a horror to know that innocent people who may be attacked can suffer uncertain harm to themselves and their property. Now they must also face the added absurd threat of being sued if they use too much force trying to defend themselves. For example, the California bank robber who stuffed the stolen money down in his pants. When a smoke bomb planted in the stack of bills caught the robber's drawers on fire, he burned his buns and then sued the bank he was robbing for damages. And what about the bum who shot and killed a young man in a West Virginia bar? Because his murder victim happened to be under the legal drinking age, the killer decided he has the right to sue the owner of the bar where the crime was committed for $5 million. Of course, we're pretty sure you'll always simply stick up for the rights of all the criminals over the rights of all the victims of violent crime.
Come on, Al. That's what we have a legal system for, to weed out quirky cases like those and see that every citizen gets his day in court. Anybody can file a lawsuit, Al, even a crook. But winning the suit is another question. It's rare for a criminal to bring a case against a victim, and even rarer for a judge or jury to give the case the time of day. Occasionally, situations do come up when law enforcement officers resort to excessive force or private citizens go too far in self-defense. A policeman who apprehends a criminal can't execute him on the spot. An automobile owner with a handgun in the glove compartment has no right to blast away at a driver who cuts him off. These are basic rules that any civilized society has to learn to live by, Al. It's the difference between the rule of law and the law of the jungle. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Souter nomination to the Supreme Court. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.